And that was sound of Derek Carr mic'd up against the Indianapolis Colts. Of course, this is the Derek Carr Show, brought to you each week by Panini America, the world's largest sports and entertainment collectibles company and the exclusive trading card partner of the NFL, NFLPA, and the NBA.
God, they were playing so well, and Derek was having so much fun. We'll get to the injury in a moment. But Derek Carr, Happy New Year to you. How are you, my friend?
Happy New Year. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I've been thinking a lot about you. We'll get to the injury in a moment. But you were having so much fun against the Colts, you know, going after Andrew Luck and the way the offense was playing. I mean, you guys were playing so well, 33-7. Seems like in a Carolina game, they play great, and then you hurt your finger, and then this game. But go back pre-injury to how well you were playing on Christmas Eve, Derek.
Yeah, you know, we were moving great, man. We were, you know, we had a – you know, a lot of stuff going on at the line of scrimmage. You know, they put a lot on my plate that day, and that stuff, you know, I get fired up about, obviously. You know, I love taking me back to my college days a little bit, so I was fired up to do those kind of things. And, you know, our coaches were rolling and making adjustments, and we were just having a good day, you know, and everything was going great, obviously, until the end for me. But it was a good day, and it's, you know, something that we can look forward to seeing more of next year.
Yeah, without you, the Raiders lose not only, you know, all your ability to throw the ball, but just your football acumen. And I think more in this game, Derek, correct me if I'm wrong, that there was more check with me's in the run, where I saw you, those pistol runs, those gun runs, the DeAndre, you were flipping sides, seeing where the box was light. Were you more on point in that game just with your mind to pop the Raider running game against the Colts?
Yeah, you know, they just, you know, that game we did more of, you know, more of, hey, we're going to get in a certain formation, you know, just for this game. These are the runs we like. Put us in a good one. And, you know, that's fun for me. You know, I know how, you know, angles work and blocking things. I've learned well from, you know, Coach Sperano my rookie year and, you know, coming after that, learning from Coach Tice and, you know, Coach Tim, you know, they've taught me how angles work in the run game and things like that. So, you know, it's been really fun for me to learn. It's been really cool that, you know, that they trust me to do those things, to go to the line of scrimmage and, you know, do that. You know, I feel that, you know, if we can do that, you know, going forward with bigger packages, you know, it'll be just bode well for our offense.
Yeah, I love the play when you told Jalen, just go to the 5-yard line of them and I hit you. And you got a block from Cooper and Roberts. You saw that and you threw your hands up. The moment Jalen caught that ball, Derek, you knew it was touchdown Raiders.
I did. You know, I knew, and that's a lot of belief, you know, in the guys outside blocking for him. But, you know, as soon as they, you know, didn't do a certain motion, you know, adjustment that we saw them do on film, as soon as they didn't do that, you know, I knew where the ball was going and I knew that, you know, Jalen was going to be in there as long as, you know, I made an accurate throw. So thankfully I put it on him and he was able to get in.
God, you guys were playing so well. All right, now let's get to the fateful play. Donald beat himself up over Donald Penn, your left tackle. First sack he gave up all year. But really, Trent Cole kind of looped around. I've watched the playback so many times, as you have as well. Is there anything you would have done differently on that play? Because there was a moment there where you kind of stayed upright a little bit long and took the hit. Would you have gone down earlier? As you look back on it, would you have played that play differently at all, Derek?
You know, it's so hard for me to answer that because, you know, in hindsight, yes. You know, obviously, as soon as he grabs me, I would have went down because, you know, nothing bad happened until I tried to fight for more. You know, but, you know, that's who I am. You know, that's just in me. And this game, you know, is tough sometimes. You know, those kind of things are going to happen. Obviously, it's the most violent sport there is. You know, out there. So, you know, things like that are going to happen. So I don't want to say I'd do something differently, but, you know, obviously I wish I did. You know, being in a boot isn't too fun and being on crutches, you know, that's not too fun. But at the same time, you know, I'm never going to stop fighting, you know, and I think that, you know, that's what's gotten me to this point in my life and in my career. So, you know, obviously I wish I would have went down, but, you know, sometimes it just goes that way.
Yeah, you're playing football. You're competing. When you hurt your pinky finger against Carolina, you said it was the most pain you were ever in. You now have a new pain threshold. What does it feel like to fracture a fibula, Derek?
It's very it's a scary feeling. You know, I've rolled ankles. You know, I've torn ligaments in my ankles and things like that. Obviously, throughout my years playing basketball or football and things like that, but. To have something break, you know, that was a weird, it was like an eerie feeling. It felt like, everything got silent, although the stadium, you know, there's always a buzz and loud, you know, in a stadium. I couldn't hear a thing. You know, all I could do is focus on, you know, this isn't right. You know, I knew it was broke, you know, how it was sitting. You know, they didn't need to come out and tell me. You know, I heard it, you know, I heard it go, you know. So, you know, it was just an eerie, scary thing. But at the same time, I had peace, man. I knew that I was going to be okay. I knew that everything was going to be all right. I just knew that there was going to be a hill to climb, and I'm always down for a challenge.
Now, the crowd was chanting MVP, MVP when they took you up. You didn't hear any of that, huh?
When I was on the ground, I didn't hear anything. When I stood up, I obviously heard all that. Just when it first happened and when I was laying on the ground with the trainers, I couldn't really hear anything. You know, I heard just mumbles, but all I could do was focus on, you know, I was praying, you know, that the pain would just go away, you know, because that was kind of, you know, that was the hardest part for me.
When you were on the training table and Dr. King was talking to you, and the staff had the white towels, the Gatorade towels to block the vision and the cameras from CBS, what was Dr. King telling you at that moment there?
He was just asking me a lot of questions, and to be completely honest, as of right now, I can't remember what he was saying. I remember he was just asking me, like, he would touch certain spots, you know, doing his thing and, you know, checking things and, you know, do you feel, you know, grinding, you know, do you feel this, do you feel that, and I remember those kind of things, but I was more caught up in my teammates that were there. You know, my teammates were just right there asking me questions, patting me on the back, that, you know, they telling me, hey, you've had our back for so long, now we got yours, you know, just encouraging me. And so whatever Dr. King was trying to do, I felt bad because I really wasn't listening. I was trying to pay attention to my teammates.
When you got in the cart and you didn't go in the back part, the flatbed, you sat up. And they drove you off the field, and they got to drive you around the width of the circumference of the field, and not directly back in the locker room for the tunnel. What was that? Because the crowd was building it, but your mind must have been racing. What were you thinking when they were driving you off the field?
To be honest, when I got in the cart and we were going off, I was just praying for good news. To be honest, that's what I was praying for. I was praying for, you know, whatever this is, whatever this bump in the road is, I hope it's a small one. You don't know at that moment until you get the x-rays, the MRIs, that they look at it and all these things. You don't know anything, you know. They can guess, you know, but there's not a lot you can really figure out until you really see pictures. So I was just praying for good news. You know, I was praying for good news. I was thinking about my family. I thought about my wife and my kids. I wanted them to know that, you know, that I was okay, even though obviously it doesn't look okay and they're probably scared to death. That's what I was thinking about. I was thinking about, what's the significance of this? And then I was like, man, that's not even important right now. Is my family okay? You know, I was really just thinking about my wife and kids and hoping that they were going to be all right.
Raider quarterback Derek Carr, our guest on the Afternoon Delight with Papa and Bonte. And this was Christmas Eve, so your family was there. When you saw them, when you got back and you were waiting for the results of the x-rays, what was the moment like around your brothers and your dad and your family waiting to find out what the deal was?
Yeah, so, I found out, before all of them came down, I found out about the same time my wife did. So my wife came in with me. And, obviously I just hugged her and tried to be strong for her. You know, that's my job, you know. Football is out the door, you know, then. You know, I'm just trying to be the husband I'm supposed to be for her. And, I was trying to be strong for her, letting her know that I was okay, that I'm going to be all right. And, she didn't have to cry. You know, I'm going to be okay. And, she just might have to take care of me a little bit for a couple weeks, but that's about it. And, she just, we sat there, they gave us the news, and, from then on, it was just, hey, you know, this is the plan, you know, right now. Let's just get home, enjoy, you know, every bit of Christmas that we can. And, that was kind of where our mindset was. And, when I saw my family, they had already known because I told my wife that I went back to get dressed and stuff. And, I came out and they all just, I think there was about 30 of them. They all just came around, just one big group hug, you know, and, nothing but laughs and jokes and, as brothers do, you know, my brothers were there for me and my parents and my wife's parents and my grandparents and everybody, man, everybody was there. And just the support that I had was unreal.
You had the surgery on Tuesday down in L.A. Were you around the team? Did you help Matt McGloin and Connor and Todd Downing, your quarterback coach? Did you help in the preparation for the game on Sunday in Denver, Derek?
No, I tried to the best that I could. I tried to, but there was only so much that I could do with so little time. I definitely was texting Matt, you know, just letting him know I was praying for him, you know, encouraging him, and you know, things like that. I was texting back and forth with Coach Downing a lot. You know, all the coaches reached out to me, obviously, and were checking on me every day. You know, but I did what I could. But you know, they were more interested in my well being and my health. They said, "Hey, we got this, man. You just get better, and you know, we'll see you here when you can get back." So I tried my best, but they did a good job of making sure I just kind of tried to take care of my body.
Yeah, the Raiders have a standard policy, and it's pretty league-wide, not to travel injured players. So you did not make the trip to Denver. But I was thinking of you the whole game. I was just thinking of you watching the game. Where did you watch the game? What was it like to watch the Raiders play a game, Derek, and not be there?
It ripped my heart out. it did. Just I sat there on my couch with my foot propped up, with my wife sitting by me. My boys were playing with their monster trucks on the ground together. And, you know, we sat there and we watched it together. You know, we had had lunch together. We sat there, and it was hard for me, you know, seeing, you know, I had the game plan in front of me. You know, Coach Musgrave gave me a game plan so I could have it in front of me, so I knew what plays were coming. And I could see what we were going through and doing, and that way I could play the game in my head. So I was basically just playing the game in my head, to be honest with you. I was seeing what coverages they were playing, and you know, I wish they would do a quarterback view from behind so I could really, you know, see what's going on. But I did the best that I could, you know, with what I could see. But it was hard. You know, it was hard because there's nothing physically I could do. I couldn't be there for my guys to, you know, when someone made a play to celebrate with them, or someone had a bad play, to be there to encourage them. So I think that was the toughest part, is just really being there with my teammates.
You know better than anybody. Explain to the audience the challenge that not only Matt had, but after Matt got hurt, for Connor to come into the game and the limited amount of reps he gets during the course of the year. Once you break camp, I mean, you're getting most of the reps, and Matt's getting some, and Connor didn't. So what were you thinking when watching Matt play and what he went, and then when he got hurt and Connor Cook having to come in?
Oh, man, the way that I am, you know, some quarterbacks are different, but the way that I am, I need every single rep in practice I can have. So, you know, all during the year is, you know, once we break training camp, you know, I'm taking, you know, 99.9% of them, you know, because, you know, that's what I feel I need to prepare and to get ready to play the game. You know, I say 0.9 because I don't remember not taking a rep, but I'm just going to say that just in case, so I don't lie. I that's how I prepare, and that's how I do my business. It's not as fun, obviously, for the other guys, but they're great about it, and, you know, working with me and things like that. But when it's Matt's turn, you know, he's probably the same way. I don't know that for a fact, but he's probably the same way that I am, you know, I would assume. And so Connor probably didn't get that many reps, so when Matt went in there, not only is this the, you know, the first reps that he's getting, you know, with those guys and things like that, he's playing one of the best defenses, you know, in the NFL in the past, you know, 5 years. So, you know, and let alone when Connor went in there, that's his first real action, you know. So not only is he playing them, but the game is going to be 10 times faster than it will be for him in 2 years from now. So it's just tough, man. It's a tough situation for those guys. But I think that, you know, for the cards they were dealt, man, they handled it extremely well. I thought Matt did a good job. I feel bad. You know, he got banged up. And I thought when Connor went in there, he played with great poise. And he had that coming out, so I knew he would play with great poise. Like I said before, I told Connor, I said, man, you're going to make mistakes. You're a rookie, so don't worry about that, man. Just go out there and play with confidence. And I thought that he did that, and I thought he did a good job.
Your first start in the NFL, you had to go against Rex Ryan and his deal on the road. And Connor, he may have to make his first start, Derek, in a playoff game against Romeo Crennel. You know this defense from Mexico City. How do the Raiders? Yeah. How do the Raiders score on this defense, Derek?
Yeah, we got to run the ball efficiently, and you got to be accurate on the perimeter. Running the ball efficiently is tough to do against, you know, playoff defenses, but it's something that you have to do to win. And then, on the perimeter, they're a sticky coverage unit, so you got to be very accurate with your passes. You got to be precise in those things. And that kind of bodes for, usually every game, but especially these guys, because they're, such a good unit. So, if he does play, to be honest, I don't know who's playing. Coach will, let us know at the end of the week, probably. Who knows? But, we'll see. If it is Connor, it'll be his first start, on the road and playoff atmosphere, but it'll be great experience for him. So it'll help him, with his career going forward.
All right, man. Just hearing your voice, you picked me up. So you're a great teammate, Derek, I got to say.
Yeah. Most impressive thing he's done, Pop, is make the three-pointer at Oracle. I'm sticking with that.
And with a bad finger.
With the bad finger.
Now that you got the fractured fibula, was that finger actually broken? Because Phil Simms said you broke it the other day. Did you break that finger?
There was a little fracture in it. There was.
You're a tough guy. You're a little tough guy.
There was a whole bunch going on with that thing. But yeah. I can bend it now, man. It's getting there.
I know.
I can eat and stuff now, so that's good.
All right, man. Happy New Year. Hopefully we'll see you in the coming weeks.
Hey, Happy New Year to you all. It's good to talk to you guys, and go Raiders.